Greetings. Today I am in Bulgaria after a great weekend in Portugal. I will be teaching on finding your corporate identity to a core of the church in Plovdiv, as well as some church meetings in Blagoevgrad, Sofia, and Plovdiv. I believe it is going to be a great week. The life of God in us brings life to our world. It is new every day, and every day leads to new seasons in Christ that are meant to change our world in a life-giving way. Revelation 22:1-5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. These verses reveal an awesome truth in regard to the administration of God in the body of Christ. That administration is not one of the knowledge of good and evil, but one of the tree of life. I believe that this is the administration that is suitable to sum up all things in Christ, Ephesians 1:10. It is an administration of grace. If we believe that true righteousness is about being right and not wrong, our words and expressions to others will be about being right versus being wrong. If we embrace a justice system of right and wrong, we will embrace those who are right and reject those who are wrong. We will govern and rule through an administration that defines some as worthy of God's love, while others are cast out from his love. God's new covenant government is not based upon right and wrong. It is a power of life that prevails over every form of death. There is a right and there is a wrong in the matter of things in life, but true life only comes from an intimacy with life. When we know him, we release the substance of who he is to the world and to all that we administrate in life. We must allow every thought, attitude, vision, dream, emotion, and action we express in life to pass through the tree of life before the fruit of our lives becomes food for others or the outward expressions of our lives become a touch of healing to a sick and dying world. We must embrace an administration that receives mercy and finds grace each and every day, Hebrews 4:16. Mercy ends that past administration of right and wrong, while grace grants us the present administration of our Father's love that empowers us to live by the Spirit of life and peace in Christ. This is the administration that loves the unlovable and empowers the unlovable to become lovable. It is an administration of love that believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It is an administration that changes what is a substance of death to become a substance of life for others. Every season of God brings new life found in God to our world. The seasons of God are defined by the flow of his life-giving river in our lives and in the earth. That life is the moving of Holy Spirit in and through us to our world. Ezekiel 47:9-10. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. God's life-giving water flows from his presence to the east. He always gives us a new day of life. His waters bring healing to the places that need healing. En-Gedi and En-Eglaim are strongholds at the banks of the Dead Sea. Even the deadest places in the earth and in our lives are transformed onto life when God's life-giving presence and purpose reaches us in the place called today. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.